Okay, let's talk about, once again, the coronavirus pandemic. This coronavirus pandemic is crazy. We've been lied to. The Trump administration has not done what they're supposed to do. Doctors are lying on death certificates, so on and so forth. A lot of lies, a lot of lockdowns, a lot of questions. A lot of governors don't know what they're going to do or when the economy or when businesses that are non-essential are going to open. To me, in the Carolinas, specifically South Carolina, it does not seem like any order McMaster gives is that strict, like what was given down in California. And what happened in California is he locked the people down, sent in the National Guard, and he's giving immigrants tax, state tax money to people who are not legal, not citizens of this country. So that's just California, but it hasn't been that strict down there, down here where I'm at. But I tell you this. This gives the Democrats a push for the next election, because Trump is incompetent and he's proved to be incompetent. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. That's it. I mean, you have you're a leader of the richest nation in the world, and you can't take any kind of criticism. Every time somebody asks you a question, why didn't you do this? Gives you the third degree. You get upset and say, well, that's a nasty question. Why would you ask a question like that? The people want to know. CNN wants to know. MSNBC wants to know. ABC wants to know. NBC wants to know. We especially want to know. The people, not just the mainstream media, we want to know. The black community wants to know. Why, when they go up there and say, well, black people are dying from the coronavirus, even though they're lying, you know, about the numbers, you know, why, you know, first of all, why are you making it a race thing? And why you can't take that question? Trump can't take it on Twitter. He can't take it anywhere. Okay? He has not used his President of the United States account. Well, thank God, because that would taint that account. But he's used his personal account, but that he's always had. But this just shows Trump to be incompetent. You know, the dysfunctional Democratic Party, you make them look good right now. But I still doubt that the Democrats are going to win. And yeah, Bush was incompetent. He started off on incompetence. So, and he got elected for 4 more years. So when you look at everything, I mean, never Trump, never Biden, but a lot of people are not going to vote. That's just the bottom line of it. A lot of people are not going to vote. 63. That's what I heard. 63% are not voting. That's when you're out of 100, 60%. And some change, you know, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's for only 40% actually voting. Then you got the people who are, you know, convicts, you know, felons that can't vote, which I never agree with. I think that's the most crazy thing I ever did. But this is what they do here. That's why we have the most incarcerated people on the planet. It's here. It's a plantation. And people want to forget the history. No, you can't forget the history. If you forget the history, it'll just repeat itself. But they totally incompetent. But they don't even know if this lockdown we're on right now is going to end in 30 days, at the end of the month, or it's going to continue another 30 days as far as McMaster goes. But most of the states have, they have 30 days. And they just keep renewing that order. And then Trump is saying that he has absolute power over the states, over the governors. He has absolute power. That's not true. At all. So you got somebody sitting in that seat that thinks that he's a king or a dictator. And when this is all said and done, because they don't do Secret Service, you know, I think it's like 5 years after they don't do secret, they stop doing your Secret Service. So whatever backlash he gets from that, from his reign, that's what he gets. Because you can't be a very divisive, hateful person, and then when it's all over, you know, everybody's gonna be cool after that. I'm just saying. He was scared when the dude said Akbar. But I mean, if you're scared of that, those are not the people that's gunning for you. Your own people might gun for you because you disrespected them too. And you know the Trump supporters are crazy. They're really crazy. They were recently outside when they're supposed to be inside stay-at-home order in Texas. And they don't want to be locked down anymore. And that was what the protest is about. Nothing but white folk. Nothing but white folk. So you've got this racial overtone on this virus. The Chinese blaming us for the virus. Excuse me. When it came from Wuhan, China. When it came from China. And then they're using that to, they're switching around and saying it came from us and kicking Africans out. So, but back to the white folks in Texas, okay? They're supposed to be inside to not spread the virus, okay? And then they're outside with police escort and everything. They're not sending them back home. That's my point. If those were black people, they would have pushed, they would have shoved, they would have fight, they would have arrested, they would have tased, they would have shot, they would have whatever they would have had, they would have touched somebody. Just like that dude in Philly is getting snatched off the bus. Well, he almost did more than that, but I guess the camera or whatever, he felt like it wasn't. Because it wasn't like that. He didn't want to get in trouble, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, they're using this virus as a way to get at black folks violently. But back to my message to black folks. Jamaican brother said the same thing I'm going to say. Rasta said the same thing. Okay. If you in another country like that. If you're in China, get out of China. Come back home to Africa. Okay, come back home to Africa. And because they're not gonna ever treat you right like that, you know? They're not. And we need unity right now. We need unity. And to my Asian brothers, I say, don't forget that your people is in Africa. Your people is in Jamaica. Your people is in the islands, the West Indies, the Caribbeans. Your people is, you know, where black people live at, where that home is at. Y'all got black people in the motherland. Y'all got people in the motherland around black people. Don't forget that either. You attack our people, this will be, they will be an act of war with that. Because they got these Asian folks in Africa. I've seen the tapes of them leading these church services, leading this, leading that, leading whatever. Like, really? And we need to getting our black women to stop going to beauty salons and nail salons and beauty shops that are owned by Asian people. Don't even, and a lot of that stuff they buy, it's unhealthy for them. But they continue to do it. And then they go after Snoop Dogg's daughter. Snoop Dogg probably told her the same thing he's telling the other black women. That don't mean you hate black women. And that's black women's MO right there. That's black women's MO right there. The ignorant ones. The same ones that if the man didn't ask for it, you gave it. Oh, black men always need helping out. We didn't don't give it. Or like, I didn't like that junk. If the man homeless, he got to get it how he live. So, ain't no point to, ask for help. And that's the problem with our men. We don't ask for help when we really need it. And when we ask for help, that's the reaction you get from some people. But you rather him knock off a liquor store, a gun store, somebody's house or something to get the money. But that's another subject for another day, for another topic. But yeah, we need to stop. On both sides of it, the women need to stop going to the nail salons and the beauty care salons. Buying hair, buying all this stuff, and they fall you around the store, they beat you up, they punch you, they hold you, say you're stealing something. I'm not going back at you, and they look at me wrong. I don't care what kind of store it is. They look at me wrong, I'm not going back. I didn't get this old being no fool. Okay, even though I'm not that old, but still, you don't get old being no fool. If I let a Asian person come in, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. Somebody gotta have my hair to cut my hair, or for me to be up in the store like that. You know, if it's something for me, specifically racial. That's why I said, I don't know why there's not. And then some of those stores that are owned by black people, they don't provide, I don't think they provide healthy choices, because you gotta have the natural, you gotta have natural hair, and or you're gonna end up being bald, or worse than bald, and people don't know that there's something worse than bald. But that's a different issue than this coronavirus and this Asian people trying to, you know, play a trick on us. And these white folks, they always playing tricks on us. Any excuse, they don't even know. They don't even know what they're doing like that. But they stay on code. They stay on code 100%. The couple, they're supposed to be going to college. Good luck with that. But now they're talking about their life is ruined. Because they're adding, they had pictures, the damn video, they had pictures, they had writing, one said nigga in the sink, and then they added black, a couple jobless, a couple this, just ignorant stuff, just a bunch of stereotypes in the sink, making a, making euphemisms of black people, racial euphemisms, or racial stereotypes against black people, and they use the N-word. Even if they use black, that still would have been offensive. Doesn't matter, because white folks use the N-word without using the N-word all the time. You gotta catch up on. But during this pandemic, really, that's what you thinking about. And when you look at the numbers, white folks have more coronavirus cases and more deaths. So they gotta get with black people to further their legacy. So they gotta get with white women, gotta get with black men, and white men gotta get with black women. So on and so forth. And the gays, I don't know what they're going to do, but they need to go somewhere. But but yeah, they didn't tell us, they lied to us about how dangerous the virus was. Because the flu is dangerous. You visit somebody in the hospital and you've got a cold. That's dangerous. Because the cold might turn into the flu for them. Then if it turned into pneumonia, it's over. Game over. They gotta, yeah, it's over. But this coronavirus, man, when will it end? When will it end? My hours got cut. And I need to advance my career, so to speak, going through some things. And yeah, I need to figure out what my next move is. Well, I don't need to figure out. I know what my next move is. I need to do it. I need to accomplish that. And this is not helping out. You can't cross state lines. Well, I wouldn't say you can't cross state lines. It's going to be very difficult to cross state lines. And they want immunity. They want immunity cards. They're pushing that. That is the most insane monkey crap I ever did hear in my life. But, you know, these people, they do, the more and more, they just do whatever they want to do. They do whatever they want to do. That's what they do. They do whatever they want to do. They don't care nothing about the Constitution. They don't care nothing about black folks. They don't care nothing about nothing. They do what they want to do. If they want to hold us till 2022, that's what it's going to be. Because people here, they don't fight. They fight each other. As far as Americans go, they fight each other. Black folks fight each other. White folks fight black folks, and they got that amongst themselves as well. But it's crazy out here, man. For real.